Wave 805, delighted that we've got Marty McCutcheon here this afternoon. Lost and Found is the album. I'm not just saying it because you're here. It's blooming good.
Thank you.
It's blooming good. In fact, I don't know if this is going to come across as a compliment. It is. But then I was playing one of the tracks to a friend at home and they said, this is brilliant. Who's this? Yeah. I said, it's Marty McCutcheon. He went, no.
Yeah. Well, I think they sort of associate you with, you know, the personality that you are, and that can dilute, you know, how good you are with music or whatever. And music was always the first thing I'd ever done. I was signed to Polydor at 14 and the acting was just a really amazing accident. And my husband's a musician and producer and he's worked with everybody from the Westlife guys to, I don't know, Afrojack, the Shires, you name him, and he's had a studio at home, and I had a bit of a difficult time. I kind of lost my health, had problems having a baby, and it was a really difficult time. I lost everything, and during that time he went, listen darling, it costs nothing to just pick up pen and paper, write it all down. So I did, and so the stuff that is on this album was never meant to be, you know, to write a hit or for public consumption. It was just for me.
Was there something cathartic in a way to prove that
massively.
You could... Yeah.
Massively. I think music can be one of the most powerful medicines for the soul ever. And there's times it's literally made me want to carry on another day when otherwise I might not have, you know. Yeah. And I don't say that lightly. It really is so powerful. And I think a lot of people agree. And for me, you know, when it comes from you and you write just because you need to, it's funny how... The thing is that all my ups and downs are public, but guess what? The people listening to it, they've got ups and downs too. So they can relate to it. And I think I'm 41 now, and the music that I need to do, it needs to have that substance. It needs to have that honesty. Otherwise, there's no point doing it.
No.
You know, I'm not Ariana Grande. Do you know what I mean? So it needs to have some sort of weight behind it. And hopefully it does. And hopefully people love it. And so far, the reviews and the critics have loved it. Mm. So I'm just pinching myself going, God, this is amazing.
I'm just wondering about, meals at your place around the dinner table. Blimey. You know, with your husband being a musician as well. Darling, do you think that middle eight was good enough
it
today?
Never ends.
No.
Yeah, it gets to the point where I'm like, no more music. Let's not do it. And don't get me wrong, I'm obsessed with it too. The baby, 2.5, he's got his inflatable guitar dancing about nothing but his nappy.
Yeah.
We're all music mad.
And is Rafferty going to be a star?
Who knows? I just want him to be happy and kind. Nice, kind person. Work hard and be happy. And if that's being an accountant, great. And if that's coming on the road with Mummy and Daddy, that'd be great too.
Well, at least if he's an accountant, he can keep you two rich. Yeah. You know, keep you in the manner to which you become accustomed.
Yes,
that'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? All right, it's Marty McCutcheon. This is the first single that was released from the album. This is Sam Not Alone.